Hello, I'm Pastor Doug Meacham from Grace Chapel in Westerville, Ohio, and we welcome you back to Life's Beautiful Journey Radio. Each week we will be talking about a different part of life, and this week we will be talking about photography. Now, from time to time, I like to talk about subjects that I am not super familiar with, though I have an appreciation for the art, and photography is one of those. We have a man in our church named Scott Huddleston who does a good amount of photography for the church and on his own, both as a business and for recreational purposes. And I have always admired how he can find just the right angle, lighting, and timing to capture that perfect shot that eventually becomes an art piece worthy of framing and placing on our wall. But I would insert a couple of dad jokes here about photography, like, why do photographers never photograph bread? Because it always turns out grainy. Or, old photographers never die, they just lose focus. But, you know, that's probably not necessary. Snuck a few in there. But my earliest memories of using photography was when I was just a little boy, and I went with a church group to a variety TV talk show based out of Cincinnati, Ohio, called The Bob Braun Show. And during the broadcast, the host of the show came up to me, a little surprised to see a child in the audience, I guess, and asked me a few questions, and I must have given him some adorable answers, because he gifted me a Polaroid camera. And at the time, those were new and all the rage. You know, the idea that you could take a photo and almost instantly have it develop and pop out of the camera after snapping a picture was just amazing. And I think my parents used it probably more than I did, but it did give me an introduction to how to frame photos and use a flash when needed, and how to hold the camera still enough to avoid having the photo go out of focus. So I love that little camera, and I think we all did in the family. But as a teenager, our family had another type of camera that became popular that we used often. And most cameras came with film that fit in a small cylinder and stretched across the inside of the camera for each picture to be taken. And you would have to turn that small wheel, of course, to move the film forward to the next picture. But the new camera we got was called a disc camera, and it had a small disc that looked like a miniature version of a viewfinder disc that slipped into the camera, and they produced some great photos, and it would just kind of automatically move to the next one, and we thought that was amazing. But ours ended up having a part slip in the film chamber, and that ended up leaving a small white column in every photo we took. So after one family trip, we were showing photos that had been taken with that camera to some friends. We gathered together, and they were noticing the white column in each photo. And then, of course, laughter ensued when the friends started to come up with different scenarios why that column was there in the photo. They said, this one looks like you're sitting on the column. And then the next one, they said, this one looks like you're floating on that one in the ocean. Needless to say, that was the last time we used that disc camera on a trip. It had broken. But one of the key photography sessions most of us have gone through is having senior pictures taken leading up to our last year of high school. And for my senior pictures, I worked with a photographer on utilizing a site at a boat marina. Now, the funny part about this is that I almost never went boating. I just liked the look and theme of being by the water and wanted to capture that in my photos. So during the photo shoot, we found a random boat for me to sit on and pose. And I think I kept looking over my shoulder to see if the boat owner, whoever that might be, might drive up. But thankfully, we got the session done quickly. And things, of course, then really started to change in my life in my adult years when we started to be able to take photos with our cell phones. Oh boy. And in the early years of cell phones, though, the photos were super grainy and terrible. And at the time, we were just excited that we could actually capture photos throughout the day without trying to find or remember to bring a camera. But as technology has developed, our phones are so high in quality, many professionals even use them to get outstanding photos that they can sell as part of their business. Though it isn't photography, I have heard of even some people shooting movies using only their cell phones as the cameras for the scenes. You know, social media sites have provided huge platforms for people to be able to share their photos that they take on their phones. And they do so often, don't they? We see those, and you might do that yourself. Share so many of those things that take place in your life. Now, being in bands over the years, we've worked with quite a few photographers, and we've had all sorts of experience. In fact, we've had band photo shoots in studios and in schools, streets, and even in a roller skating rink. And it's always fascinated me how we could convey an idea or theme with various settings to create a mood or feel for an album just by going through those different scenarios and setups and using photography. Most of the time we get laughing at each other, though, in those sessions, especially when we were all flopping around on roller skates in our 50s. So that was our most recent photo shoot, and that was fun. But the things we do for art, I guess, are those sacrifices we make. Now, as a pastor, I have to work with wedding photographers oftentimes, and there's always a balance between allowing them to capture the perfect moments in the service and preventing them from being a distraction during the service. You know, we understand the importance of grabbing those memories for them to treasure through the years, but there's also something to be said for preventing the constant clicking of a camera during the exchanging of the vows. You know, I will say that photographers nowadays have really gotten creative with their wedding photos, whether it's a country theme or biker theme or sports theme or traditional formal theme of some sort. There are some amazing ideas and images coming out of wedding photographers anymore that I've seen. Now, the Bible was written before photography was invented, but it still conveys the concept of something being created and shared as a work of art. You know, Isaiah 64:8 says, "Yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all the work of your hand." So as the concept of clay being formed in God's hands to create us, so are photos reflections of who we are in life, like those creations. You know, some of the most powerful photos I've seen are ones from missionary trips where people on the other side of the world are being helped, rescued, and saved. This being done for both the physical and spiritual side of things is a blessing. You know, it shows me how God's hand is molding and shaping those who truly need it. And seeing pictures of that take place just truly touches my heart. You know, God is able to use photography for so much good in this life. You know, it can show the beauty of His creation or the love of people sharing with others and, of course, the blessings He has given us all. Have you worked much with photography over the years, and have you had any opportunities to use it for the Lord? You know, I think we can truly use photos and images to reach the world with the gospel and the opportunity for salvation. And knowing that is the best way to travel through life's beautiful journey. Our podcast, again, is sponsored by Grace Chapel Community Church, and more information can be found about the church at gracechapel.us. Again, that's gracechapel.us. Remember that you can also send me an email directly to PastorDougMeacham@yahoo.com. Again, that's PastorDoug, M-E-A-C-H-A-M, at yahoo.com. And make sure to check out our new YouTube channel for some exciting adventures and enhanced versions of our podcast. And you can also follow us on Facebook for product mentions and other enhanced versions of the podcast there as well. So won't you join us again next week for Life's Beautiful Journey? Thanks again for joining us, and God bless.